Why should New Zealanders care so much about this?
Because your children will curse you if you don't.
The Wire.
Welcome back. You're listening to The Wire on 95BFM. Last week, the Commerce Commission Komihana Tohokohoko released its preliminary issues paper reporting a market study into competition in the personal banking sector. The paper reports persistently high profitability in our banking sector compared to banks overseas. Action Station has condemned the increasing profits amidst inflation and the cost of living crisis, and is calling on political parties to introduce greater taxes on big corporations and banks. Action Station also surveyed over 1,300 members of their preferred policies to combat the cost of living crisis, and fairer tax rules were the most common answers. I spoke to Action Station Director Cassie Hartendorp about what more the government should be doing to tax banks and corporations. I started by asking Cassie how drastically bank profits have been soaring according to the report.
So they've been tracking bank profits for some time, and I don't have the numbers on me right now, but what they have been showing is that they have what they've been calling super normal profits. And essentially, banks have been increasing their profit margins in a low-risk environment, which means that it doesn't actually make sense or seem fair that they should be having these huge profits at this time.
And so why has little been done by the government to combat this, given inflation, rising interest rates and the cost of living?
It's a good question. One of the problems is that when we have offshore companies who are able to amass really huge, obscene profits, where there's money, there's power, right? My guess is that it becomes hard to implement fairer rules on large corporations when they have a huge amount of power and sway in our society. But the problem is that right now our economy is out of balance. So we have a situation where we have our cost of living crisis and we don't have enough cost of living solutions on the table. So something that we can do is implement more rules to be able to bring our economy back into balance, to even up the scales and make sure that we're not having huge companies make giant profits that are sending to their shareholders who already have a lot of wealth, and instead everyday people like you and I are able to get by and pay for the things that we need to be able to thrive.
And so what has Action Station found when surveying individuals are the most desired policies in terms of cost of living?
We surveyed over 1,300 of our members last week, and what we found is that of their top four preferred flagship policies from the major parties, or all parties actually, the top four were related to a fairer tax system. So the first one was about having a tax-free threshold. The second one was about having a wealth tax to ensure guaranteed incomes. And the fourth one was about raising corporate tax or the company tax to be able to distribute wealth. So what this tells us is that people know that the tax system is a key way that we can implement a cost of living solutions so we can have a better balance for all of us. But right now, both major parties are not offering anything in terms of our tax system that will start to balance the scales.
And so why is information such as the Commerce Commission's preliminary issues paper important for voters in terms of the upcoming election?
Well, you know, the thing is that next year, it's our 40-year anniversary, if you can call it that, of the neoliberal experiment that was Rogernomics. So in 40 years, we've tried out this economic system that privileges a market and business practices in the private sector. And the reality is that that system is no longer working for us. Arguably, it never did. We have a situation where we have increasing climate crises around the world. We need an economic system that looks after all of us. We can lay the foundations in order for us to be prepared. Right now, we have a situation where major corporations are able to profit off of our huge crises, whatever they may be. So it's important for voters to know about these reports. It's important for them to know what the major parties are proposing so that they can decide for themselves, are we going to have an economy that will look after all of us? Or is all of our money going to be funneled away into the hands of major corporations and shareholders instead of the people who need it the most?
What else is Action Station currently doing to campaign for improved cost of living?
So right now we are calling for an increase to corporate tax in order to be able to, in the short term, move some of those profits and put them into the public good. So we are also campaigning for an increase in public housing so everyone has a safe, beautiful, affordable house, a roof over their head. We are campaigning for a Ministry of Green Works for a climate resilient future. We're campaigning for free dental care for all, for a climate just future. All of these things rely on us having enough in our public pocket to be able to look after all of us. So our campaign to increase corporate tax is essential because what it does is it calls on the people who already have the most to put into our collective good so we can all thrive. So in that way, our campaigns are very connected.
The Labor Party has announced their plan for the tax system. What does Action Station think of this, and are we hopeful about reducing the cost of living given the plan?
Sure. So our members, the 1,300 that we talked to, place different tax measures above the tax measures that have been proposed. So what this tells us is that actually a lot of people are feeling dissatisfied that Labor has gone far enough. But it's important to say that both major parties, National and Labor, neither of them have offered enough. They're playing a very careful game about how they strategically get voters to be able to support them on election day. But playing that very careful game has risks in that it doesn't fully address the issues that we're going through right now. It's not bold enough to take the action that is needed. And things, for example, like waiting 14 months before the banking study might be done, people are suffering now. We need to actually see action before that.
Where does this issue leave young working class voters in terms of the upcoming election?
Well, with every election, I think people need to take a good hard look at what policies are going to work for them and their families. And people do need to vote. There's a risk that at this time, people look at what's on offer because it's not making enough of a difference and they don't vote at all. But the reality is that this election is going to be very close. We have two paths that we can go on. One path is going to lead us towards more austere measures and more cost-cutting measures. Another path could actually lead us towards looking after our people and planet. So what I would say is that even if you do not see something that is making you feel hopeful about the future, the risk is not taking any action at all. And it's really important that we do vote this election.
That was Action Station Director Cassie Hartendop speaking to me on soaring bank profits and the cost of living crisis.